Feedback is the holy grail of growth. Your ability to implement feedback effectively determines exactly where you end up in life. Are you going to stay at the bottom, or are you going to be in the highest echelons of society? Really, a lot of that depends on your goals, but also largely your ability to take and accept and implement feedback. So in this video, what I'm going to do is go over what feedback is, how to effectively receive and deliver feedback, how to best implement into your life, and then what is the most effective way to get the best feedback out of someone? That's something I feel like a lot of people miss, where they just take feedback as it is and they don't necessarily probe a little bit deeper or ask the right questions to then get feedback that serves them the best. So let's just get right into it. What is feedback? Well, feedback essentially is a way to improve delivered by someone else. Now, I could have dialed this definition in better, but, you know, I'm going off the cuff. Way to improve, delivered by someone else. Oftentimes, this is what people call criticisms. Now, the important part to know, or important thing to know about feedback, is that the delivery is everything. Two words mean pretty much the same thing. Criticism and feedback, they are the same exact thing. Notice how just by saying those two words, you have two different emotional connotations. Feedback is received a lot better, right? Oh, feedback, that's awesome. Love feedback. Criticism is now, it feels like someone's attacking you, right? I'm going to criticize you. I hope that's okay. That sounds like you are getting attacked. Whereas if I were to say, hey, do you mind if I give you some feedback? Much different, same exact thing. So that stresses, it really stresses the importance of delivery. Delivery and the way feedback is delivered can be broken down into a couple of things. For one, your tone. Right? How do you say it? You see this a lot in little kids, right? If you can say the same thing, don't eat the cookies, right? I can say it, don't eat the cookies, or I can say, don't eat the cookies. Two completely different things. That is a form of feedback, right? One comes off as I'm angry, and now that person might put their guard up. They go, oh shit. They're not happy with me. Let me defend myself so I don't feel attacked, right? Whereas the other one is, oh, they didn't want me to do that. I feel so bad right now because of how you said it. Remember, don't eat the cookies versus don't eat the cookies. It's two very different tones for the same feedback. So tone is a big one. Now, the other one that's huge is emotion. Is the feedback emotionally charged? If you're pissed at someone, say from a personal example, if I'm pissed, if I'm like, you can go shove it, and I try to give someone feedback. So like in a typical argument, you'll see someone say like, you're so stupid, you do this, you do that. That is feedback, but that is delivered in a manner that the other person is going to give you the middle finger right back. We don't want that. Instead, if you change the emotion behind it, now you may be angry, but don't let that show. Instead, you say, hey, I really care about you and I don't want our relationship to fall apart. However, what I'm noticing is, if you're open to is, right? And because of that emotion shift, you can be in the same situation, have the same thing be happening to you, and when you deliver it to that other person in a different manner, all of a sudden the whole situation changes because of the emotion. How emotionally charged is it? Now, the third one kind of goes into the other two, but how is it framed? Right, so tone and emotion, those can convey something, can convey the feedback in a way where the framing isn't as important, right? Or it's one of those, like, if you have a very soft tone and you're speaking out of love, the emotion of love, the feedback is going to be received a lot better, right? And you don't need to do any pre-framing. Now, if you think of this in a sales context, sales is all about framing the prospect. So in the beginning, you walk them through everything, you learn as much as you can about their current situation, and then what you have to do is you have to challenge their current belief system, break it, and get them to buy. That is essentially sales. Learn as much as you can, take what you know, challenge your beliefs based on that, challenge their beliefs based on that information, get them to buy. That's the whole process. The tricky part is challenging them, right? And a lot of it comes down to the way that you're framing this situation. Well, Sally, it seems like you're dealing with X, Y, and Z. Do you mind if I give you a little bit of feedback? Or do you mind if you hear my opinion? Whatever it might be, right? But you're asking, seems like this, do you mind if feedback? 9 times out of 10, that person's going to receive it much better if they do tell you no up front, then just kill it, right? And you don't have to cause that in the beginning. You know, okay, this person is not going to be a good fit for where I want to go in life because they can't accept feedback. Framing plays into that a ton. Think about next time or anytime you've gotten into an argument with a friend, or you are seeing something a friend is doing and you don't want to hurt their feelings. You've probably said something along the lines of, hey, Johnny, like, love you, man, but do you mind if I give you a little bit of feedback? It's all in good love, right? Say my friend Sally is getting fat. I can look at Sally and I can say, Sally, you're fat. You need to get in the gym. Or Sally, you're fat. You need to get in the gym, right? That, I can even have the tone and emotion down. That itself may cause resistance. Now, if I say it the other way, Sally, you're one of my best friends. Like, I love you to death. And you know I care about you. So this is coming from the bottom of my heart, but I really want to see you get better. Do you mind if I give you some feedback? And then you say, then you follow up with, you're getting a bit fat or you're getting a bit overweight. Like, please, at least for my sake, go to the gym. Same tone, same emotion, framed the feedback differently. All of a sudden, Sally's likelihood of implementing that shot through the roof, all because of how it was framed. And so understanding this is very important. This determines how it's received. Now, here's the interesting thing. If you rely on the delivery of the feedback, not saying you're not going to go far, but you're going to be capped, right? Those that really go to the top, that really see the best and highest and most effective level of improvement from feedback, are able to take feedback regardless of how it's delivered. This is hard, I will say. Something I still struggle with to this day, but there are ways to get around that. So, biggest one, I think, blanket before any of the tactics come into play is understand that when someone challenges something you're currently doing, it is in your best interest to listen, assess effectively, then make the decision. Do not let the emotion, however you're feeling here, whatever the fuck you want to call it, don't let that affect your ability to take what they're saying. You can be across the room from a total asshole, and they could say something that is 100% true. Just because they're an asshole does not mean you should take what they say and say, I'm not going to listen to you, because they could be right. Yes, they might be an asshole, but they could be right. You're being an asshole by not listening, right? And so that's the biggest one there when it comes to just accepting feedback. Ignore it. Listen intently, be like, okay, what was just said to me? Really lean on the logic of it. Does this make sense? Now, when you're given feedback, depending, if it's too emotionally charged, just take it, leave it. If it's not, and it's just something that someone says, and you're like, what the hell? I don't like that you get all squirmy inside. We all know the feeling. Look at the person and ask them. Okay, awesome. Why do you say this? Just probe a little bit deeper, and you can learn, okay, they're saying this because of that. They're saying that because of this, right? And you're able to dig a little bit deeper into the why so that you can better effectively implement this. Now, if you keep watching later in the video, what I'm going to do is I'm going to touch on exactly what I mean by that in terms of digging deeper into the why. It's exactly how you really get the most out of your feedback. But for now, the important part is, again, ignoring the delivery and being able to take whatever that feedback is at face value. Now, the second way to accept feedback regardless of the delivery, or to pre-frame your mind to accept feedback no matter how harsh it may be, is to frame the other person and frame your own mind to be given very aggressive feedback. So the more in-depth, aggressive, harsh feedback that you can get from someone, the better. So what you need to do is you need to give someone the ability to do that, right? So for example, a lot of people don't want to get their feelings hurt or don't want to hurt other people's feelings. And so they'll keep stuff back. It's the whole concept of like, you got spinach in your teeth and the other person doesn't say anything because they don't want to make you feel stupid. They don't want to hurt your feelings. That is human nature. And so it's your job as the person looking for feedback to break that belief altogether. For example, in a business context, recently I've started working with someone doing something I've never done before. I have the base level skill set, but this is just a shift, right? So it's going from writing a certain piece of content to another. I have the fundamentals from one, but I really need to implement it into another, which I've never done before, right? And so feedback is very, very important. The way that I entered into this relationship is I said, hey man, I need you to give me feedback as aggressively as possible. You can tell me this is the most dog shit piece of work you've ever seen. I need that. You tell me that. That then allows the other person to just rip me to shreds, right? They may have given me half of what they're going to give me after telling them that they can just tear into me. Where you come in is you need to be able to handle that, right? So anytime this happens, obviously your guard's going to go up. The faster you can drop that and just say, nope, I asked for this, cool, let's implement, the better and faster you're going to improve. It all comes down to framing. Can you frame the other person to give you feedback effectively and as in-depth as possible? The delivery mechanism of feedback, again, and I'll keep coming back to this, is the most important part. If you cannot deliver feedback effectively or receive feedback regardless of the delivery, growth is going to be hard. Not saying it won't occur, but the people that, again, get the most out of life are willing to accept feedback regardless of how it's delivered. With logic, of course, but again, delivery tends to get in the way. Now, if I'm going to get feedback, right, I think what a lot of people do and what a lot of people miss is they fall into the trap of, you know, asking for feedback and not probing or not asking the right questions, to where it's, here's a piece of work, take it again in the context of work, here's a slide deck. For those of you that work in a job and you have a role, here's a slide deck. Can you let me know what I did wrong? You're gonna get feedback, right? And you'll be able to improve, which is great. But here's the difference. If I give that same slide deck to that same person, and in one scenario, I don't ask anything, I just say, just let me know what I can do better. Great. If in the other scenario, I say, hey, what is the one thing that I could do to this slide deck to make it go from where it's at to leagues above where it could be? What you're gonna do is you won't get people giving you the granular stuff, right? Like if you're given a paper and you say, give me feedback, your gut reaction is to just do the tweaking. You're just gonna edit, you might do a couple of things, but you won't really look at it. You'll just say, just do these and it'll be better. It will be better, not it will be the best, because of how asking for that feedback is framed. If I go into that same situation, I say, hey, what is the one thing that I could do to this slide deck to make it the best possible slide deck based off the one answer to the one question and the one change I make? By asking that question, you're going to get an answer that is 10 times better than if you just said, can I get some feedback? They're going to look at that and they're going, okay, he really wants the most important thing. And they're going to feel inclined to give you more effort because it is now a reflection on them. It's no longer, Johnny did shit, I gave him a little bit of feedback. It is now, you know, James, whoever the hell it is, this is the one thing that they're going to do that's going to make this better. And if I don't give them the best thing possible to change, you know, that kind of falls on me because now my advice isn't valued as much. In doing this, you're going to get the other person to give you even better feedback and you move the needle faster. For example, just to visualize this, say I have two people and they both start out at the same part, right? And let's take, because this is just top of mind, let's take copywriting, for example. I'm writing a short form reel. I'm scripting it out. Two ways I can go about this. I can send them the script and I can say, hey, what's the one piece of feedback? And they could say, I don't know, improve readability. Right? And I may take that and I say, cool. I don't know if I spelled that right. I might say, cool. Absolutely, I can do that. And I'll change words and I'll make it flow better. If I do the same thing, and so I might jump to here. If I do the same thing and I ask that person, hey, what is the one thing I could do to this reel to make it that much better? Or this script or whatever it is. They might say something like, oh, your hook is bad. You need to work on your hooks. Or you're not holding the attention well. Change the framework. Right? It might still read like shit. But if I change the hook or I'm able to hold attention better, I guarantee I'll jump like this, right? The marginal gain from this feedback versus this feedback is night and day. So let's just put it in perspective. If I say, listen up because I'm going to show you this, that, and the other. Listen up so I can show you this, that, and the other, right? That might be the readability tweak, just for an example. Now, if they tell me change the hook, I could say, you need to know this. This, that, and the other, right? And there's still a disconnect in the readability, but I'm going to listen to the other one because the hook's better, right? And so it all comes down to the feedback. Is, are you asking the right questions? That is the most important part in terms of getting effective feedback. Now, this can be applied in all areas of life. This is not just a work thing. This is a personal relationships thing. This is a skills thing. This isn't just work. Think about the last time you got in an argument with a loved one, a friend, family, spouse, whoever it might be. Your ability to communicate with that individual and accept their feedback is what will move the needle forward. Now, if that person isn't willing to accept feedback in return, move on from the relationship. I'm just going to say it. Move the fuck on. Because if they can't do that, they're not going to serve you and they're going to hold you back. I don't care if it's family. Move the fuck on. Right? You need to be able to communicate in a healthy manner to where it says, hey, like, you know I love you, but I've been noticing this. What are you going to do? Don't say it like that, but you get the point, right? To where the other person is now going to say, okay, they said this, they don't like this. I either respond and explain why I act in that way and just tell them I'm not going to change, or I implement the feedback. One of the two. But never say you're going to do it and then don't do anything, because that's where the issues occur. But besides the point, this can be applied to literally everything. Maybe you need to be a better communicator in your personal relationships. Maybe you need to just get better at a skill at work. Maybe it's just getting better at thinking through stuff. Like, hey, what am I missing, right? And this is where it gets really interesting. So you can ask, like I could ask someone on this video, hey, I just made a video on feedback. How can I make my feedback better? How can I make my approach to getting feedback better? You're going to get even more leverage from doing that, right? So it depends. And this is why the people that do high-level strategy, your executives and things of that nature, are paid the big bucks, because they ask the right questions. If you can ask the right questions, that's what will take you the farthest. And your ability to accept the answer to those questions and implement them, take the feedback, the answer from the question, and implement, that's what's going to get you the farthest. And so I can say three things. I can say, we'll use this video as an example, and I'll leave you with this. I can say something like, hey, Tommy, I just made a video on feedback. What could I be doing better? They're going to give me feedback. Cool. Hey, Tommy, I just made a video on feedback. What could I be doing better about how I'm actually communicating and talking in the video? They're going to give me a piece of feedback that's better. I can implement better. I can now take that one, say that's the second layer, and implement it in different domains. Hey, Tommy, what could I be doing better when it comes to filming, lighting, audio, all this stuff? Take it another look. Hey, Tommy, what can I be doing better to communicate the concept more effectively? Now it went from speaking, video, lighting, whatever, to what about the core? What's missing about the core, the flow, the concept itself? I can take it another level. Hey, Tommy, if you were me, and you were looking to get feedback on a YouTube video about feedback, what questions would you be asking? What would you want to know? What do you think is the most important part of giving and receiving feedback? It's going to go even that much further, right? And so with each layer, you probe deeper into what you could be doing better to achieve the most leverage. And leverage is the name of the game here. You want to get feedback that allows you to apply leverage fast. So overall, understanding that feedback is like the, again, the holy grail, the holy fucking grail of growth, you're gonna do just fine. Understand this, implement this, start thinking about this in your everyday life, and be willing to accept it. Criticism and feedback, same thing, different emotion. Ignore the emotion, tone, and frame. Take what the fact they just said is. Take it, internalize it, implement it. I'm telling you, you will go so fucking far just by doing that. So, hopefully that was helpful. You guys have any questions, comments, drop them below. Let me know about the new setup. I got the mic that I think just died on me, so I really don't know what happened in this video. I swear to God, if it... Tune in next time. See you around.